You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. One of the fastest growing blind sports in the UK is blind baseball. In Wales, Blind Baseball Cymru run events all over the country and they're looking for new members to take part. Holly Islands is the director and head coach of Blind Baseball Cymru, and Holly joins me now. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
And at the moment, you're running sessions in Cardiff and Swansea. What have you got coming up?
I sure am. So Blind Baseball Cymru has a session in Cardiff at Channel View Leisure Centre. Now, they're normally on a Saturday morning. We have dates. This coming weekend, it's on a Sunday morning just because the venue wasn't available. And rather than delay an opportunity to play, we chose Sunday. So it's at Cardiff's session is this coming Sunday, Channel View. The blind baseball bus, as it were, is able to do a pickup at the Sight Light offices in Cardiff. And also we do a pickup at the back of Cardiff Central train station. So the pickup there would be 9:30 at the back of the train station, 9:20 at the Sight Light offices. So anybody that's interested in having a go or getting involved, if you can get yourself to the Sight Light offices, we can get you to Channel View Leisure Center, no problem. Now, if you're in Swansea, we'll be at Meadowview Sports Complex. And those sessions, as per usual, are this Saturday at 2 to 3:30 p.m. So then we try to do twice monthly for both those. So we'll be having more dates put out on the website very soon. And of course, I'll come back to you with some more dates as soon as they're cemented.
And for someone taking part in a blind baseball session for the first time, what can they expect?
Okay, well, what we tend to do is we have a little bit of reminding the body how to catch, field a ball, reminding the body how to hit the ball, and a little bit of running training. Now, for our newer members, that's more walking towards a sound. We don't expect Usain Bolts, and in fact, this is all just for good fun, healthy activity, and what we're mainly trying to do is get people to approach a sound. So, for example, first base, there is a sound emitted that we get our players to run or jog towards. And so we have a little bit of that. And then once we've done all that sort of warming up, as it were, then we play a game. Depending on numbers, we will have, we'll split in half and we'll have fielders at one end and we'll have a batting team and we'll just have them hit and have the fielders find the ball. Because it's wintry time, we're indoors, which doesn't accommodate a full pitch. So we have adapted it for indoor fun, as it were.
It's great to hear that the session's going well in Swansea and Cardiff, but you're also hoping to grow Blind Baseball Cymru across the rest of Wales. Do you have any locations already in mind?
I don't actually. We're kind of looking for wherever there is a need. So it had been mentioned to me possibly to go to Wrexham. I think there is possibly a group of people up in Llandudno, but we haven't been able to identify a site yet. So anybody that says, oh, I want this in my area, please do get in touch. blindbaseballcymru@gmail.com. And we are really looking to have at least three more sites across Wales. So Newport could be an area, Pembrokeshire. Anybody out there, come one, come all.
Well, what's coming up for the players in the next few months? I know that sometimes you get to be involved with some great matches on the road as well, not just in Wales.
Yes, so we're about to announce some dates for league play. We've got Liverpool, Manchester and Sheffield all looking to have some competition again. So I can see probably towards end of April, maybe pushing into May, we're going to announce a date of a festival, whether that is a, all four teams get together and have games all day, or whether it's just a couple of friendlies. That is certainly, we're looking forward to the season kicking off. baseball being a summer sport, the games tend to happen kind of between May and September.
And there are lots of ways to get involved with Blind Baseball Cymru, not just through playing the game, but there are volunteering opportunities as well.
We need more facilitators, to be fair. And a facilitator is just someone who helps people on the diamond. You know, the game of blind baseball, it's a 5-person team, but also we have people that clap at each base. And that's how the runners know where to go. And that requires a couple of volunteers, bare minimum. And umpiring is super easy in this game because the umpires can see, and all they need to do is see, did the player get to the base? So there's lots of opportunities for sports students that need to build a portfolio, for anybody that wants something really good on their CV. It doesn't get any better than this.
Cardiff and Swansea traditionally have quite a strong rivalry in sports. Is that the same for blind baseball?
Well, these teams are getting well, getting along very, very well. There's lots of camaraderie, for sure. There's so many giggles. So as far as the competition, it is very in the moment. You know, all the teams are wanting to score runs, but also willing to intermingle, as it were, to get sort of the fairest outcome. Because they're new teams, so sometimes there's a bit of sharing of players.
Well, what's the best way to find out more information on the upcoming sessions in Swansea on Saturday, March the 16th, and Cardiff on Sunday, March the 17th, and also more on Blind Baseball Cymru?
So we're on Facebook as Blind Baseball Cymru, and we're on Twitter at B4B Cymru. So be sure to check those out, as well as our website, which is Blind Baseball Cymru on WordPress.
Holly Ireland's director and head coach of Blind Baseball Cymru, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.